Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The manner in which religious men view their lost estate will in great measure determine what it is that they believe salvation is about. The prevailing notion among the multitude of those who claim to profess faith in Christ is that man is in a greatly wounded and debilitated state as a result of his sin, under condemnation, and standing in need of some sort of aid in order to extricate himself out of the mess he finds himself in. Thus they view the matter of salvation as a benefit which Christ has provided and does presently offer to all of mankind. The manner in which they say a man can avail himself of this benefit is to exercise his free will and choose to believe in Christ as a Savior. Therefore, we have untold multitudes who consider themselves saved because they made a decision to be saved, just like they decided what color shirt to wear. What could be simpler than that? It is fair to say that the predominant consideration among those who call themselves Christians in the present day is that salvation is a sort of cooperative effort between man and God. God provides the plan of salvation, and man provides the deciding factor of his own faith and choice. God is pictured as one who is wringing his hands as he anxiously awaits the decision of each person to decide whether or not they will take him up on his offer to save each one. He is said by these free will preachers to have done all that he can do to save everyone, and now the rest is up to men to make a choice in the matter. Which choice will it be? When a man is convinced by the Spirit of God of the actual condition that he is in by nature, then he will recognize the need for a salvation that actually saves, rather than one which makes salvation a mere possibility. The state of man as he comes forth from his mother's womb is not that he is wounded or spiritually immature. Rather, he is completely and utterly dead in trespasses and sins, possessing neither sight to behold the promises of God, nor the ability to produce faith in order to lay hold upon them. If any part of his salvation depends on him, he is utterly and completely without hope. Such a man needs a salvation which is designed, purchased, and applied to his account, totally apart from any effort on his part. Many will continue to hawk the gospel as though it is a commodity which could be sold to the highest bidder. When the Lord told his disciples that it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it was for a rich man to enter heaven, they were totally flabbergasted and asked, "Who then can be saved?" The Lord then described to them the only manner in which any man is saved. With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. In essence, he told them that not a single man could ever be saved by his own effort, even in part. Yet the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. So the truth of the matter is that salvation is the operation of God to deliver those whom he wills from the death and condemnation which they rightly and justly deserve. This salvation is completely the work of God from beginning to end, and he is the one who determines the extent of it as well as those who are its recipients. And what can any man say against his Creator? We are certain that the Lord is the author and finisher of our faith, and is therefore said to be the salvation of his people. As we study the Scriptures, we see who shall be saved. They are those who are turned from their sin, and upon whom the light of the Lord does shine. They are those who walk with the Lord in fellowship and obedience. They are those whose only hope for salvation is Christ alone. They are those who are kept from falling, remaining steadfast in the hope of their calling. They are those who come in at the door. They are those who call upon the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call upon the Lord is to relinquish hope in all others, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.